Folks, this is Braylon DeLore with Sports Noise Podcast, and today it is June 27th, Thursday. And in last episode, I told a little white lie. I said I was going to be posting in the next one or two days, and that did not happen. I am so sorry for that. I will not lie to y'all again. So, I have it today. It is June, what is it? June 27th. It's a Thursday, and we are here. I have my predictions for what we're going to do. So, last episode I said I'm going to put my predictions on each team's record. So, a little change of plans. We are going to have, I'm just going to be doing week one, and then the next episode week two, all the way until we get into, and then that will be like my full predictions for like really looking at what teams play each other when. So, to start it off, the first game is Eagles-Packers, and, oh, this is going to be a dogfight. Week one, we got Eagles-Packers, and this one, if you're Eagles fans, if you're Packers fan, you don't know. If you're Eagles fan, you don't know if you're going to win or lose. Packers fans, you don't know if you're going to win or lose. So I do have Eagles winning this one, though. Adding Saquon Barkley, just a good running back, and the Packers did pretty well last year in the playoffs, stopping the run, but I trust Jalen Hurts more than I do Jordan Love, and so that's why I got Eagles 1-0, Packers 0-1. Now, I don't think the Packers are going to be a bad team. Packers, I think they're going to be back in the playoffs. I think they're going to be one of the best teams in the NFL. But this one just seems like, week one, you're not fully in it. I'd say by week five to like week six is when you're fully like, okay, this is, I remember how to do this again. And I know they practice in training camp, but just a game is so much more like, it's just, a game is different from a practice or a scrimmage or like training camp. So week one to five, I'd say they're still getting to that groove of like playing games and like, cause week one, you got to get into it. And so, Eagles, I have going up 1-0. Next up is Lions versus Rams. Matthew Stafford, last year in the wild card, NFC wild card, came back to Detroit in a Rams uni and lost. So, he came back, visited the Lions, gave the Lions a W. Well, no. The Rams lost. And now it's Lions versus Rams, and I do have the Lions winning this one. Lions, I would not be surprised. My hope, if the Eagles do not win the Super Bowl, I either want it to be, so I have uncles and grandfathers that are fans of different teams. So I have an uncle who lives in New York. He's a diehard Buffalo Bills fan, and I love the Bills for him. One of my grandfathers, actually, my grandpa Jack, most of y'all should know him, Steelers fan, and then my other grandpa is a Detroit Lions fan. So those four teams, mainly, I want the Eagles to win, but those three teams are like, if the Eagles aren't doing well this year, which they're going to do well this year, those are the teams I want winning the Super Bowl or just like getting far. So, Lions, I think, take this win against the Rams. Matthew Stafford can't get it done against the Lions again. And then now we have, oh, yes, we have Bears versus Texans, the Hall of Fame game on August 1st. That is in 4 days. So, I mean, it doesn't matter. I'm not going to predict that one because there's really no point. But it's going to be exciting. I'll be watching that game also, or I'll watch that game just like it's just football again. Just seeing an NFL jersey again, like playing. So, Bears versus Texans, August 1st, the Hall of Fame game. But now, 49ers versus the New York Jets. I have the 49ers winning that one. I think y'all should know why. I don't even really think this should be a contest between these two squads. 49ers made it to the Super Bowl last year. Did not win, lost to KC. But they're still a really, really good team. Still got Christian McCaffrey. Brock Purdy is overrated. I am saying that. They got Debo Samuel, Christian McCaffrey, Brandon Ayuk. Is he leaving? I don't quite know. I think he wants to leave. But on offense, they still got George Kittle. And that is a scary team. And then on defense, Fred Warner. Who else do they have? I know they have Fred Warner, who was that, Drake Greenlaw, I think that's his name. I think he's their linebacker. Just 49ers, really good, team. Oh, I skipped a team. Vikings versus Giants, the most dog water game you will watch this season. Vikings versus Giants. If y'all have trouble sleeping, and like, y'all know those like sounds like you can put on YouTube, like fire crackling and or rain, or it's supposed to help you sleep. Those are going out of business. Those videos are stopping. And you know what's coming in town? Vikings versus Giants. If you want to sleep, put that on. I guarantee you'll fall asleep in about 2 minutes. Vikings versus Giants is equivalent to like watching paint dry. I'd rather watch paint dry than, no, I wouldn't. I'd rather watch, but, that game, if I watch that game, I might pull the hair out of my head. But I do have Vikings winning that one. Kirk Cousins, now an Atlanta Falcon. I think he's got a pretty good career. I think he got to a better team. Jay Jettas. Oh, no. What are they going to do with you? KJ Osborne. I do have the Vikings winning against the Giants. The Giants are just absolute. They're not good. But, so Vikings winning that one. Now we have Commanders versus the Bucks. The Buccaneers. Commanders versus Buccaneers. I think I love I like the Commanders. Like, obviously, as an Eagles fan, I hate them. They're disgusting. Nobody likes them. But as, like, an NFL fan, I think the Commanders could have a pretty good, really good season this year. I don't see them beating the Bucks. Like, I love Baker Mayfield. I love the Bucks. Mike Evans, Chris Godwin. So, I do see Buccaneers winning this one. And then the the Chokers versus the Browns. Cowboys versus Browns. Nothing more to say, but will the Cowboys ever win again? And I know all of y'all little Cowboy fans are saying, this is our year. Y'all have said that for like the past 17 years. And you know how many times y'all have gone past the divisional round? None. You can't say it's our year every year. Like, I could say it's Eagles year every single year. And then just the next year say, it's our year. It doesn't work like that. I do have the boys winning this one, though, against Cleveland. This is a better squad. CeeDee Lamb. They got Dak Prescott, which is also, he is also overrated. Who is there? Is it still? No. Tony Pollard is a Titan. I don't know who their running back is, but then they still got, do they have Michael Gallup? Do they have Michael Gallup still? They don't have Amari Cooper. He's a Brown. He's been gone for, I think, he was gone last season, and was he gone the year? I don't know. He might have been gone the year before. I know he was gone last year, and he's obviously not there this year. But then Seahawks versus the Broncos. Super Bowl rematch of, like, 7 years ago. But Seahawks win this. One of my favorite teams in the NFL are the Seattle Seahawks. Like, for the chances. Like, I think this year, they're going to have a run. They're going to be a playoff team. Might not get that far in the playoffs, but I think this is going to be a really big step in Geno Smith's career. Because, I mean, what more do you need if you got Kenneth Walker, DK Metcalf, which is, I think, also a little overrated, but he's really good. And then Tyler Lockett, the guy who refuses to get hit. He plays football, and if he sees a guy running out, coming at him, falls to the floor. That guy is the most. That guy's going to be, if he plays like he is now, he will be playing in his 80s, because the hits, he barely gets hit. And if he does, it's very soft. But Seahawks beat the Broncos. Cardinals versus Bills. Let's go Buffalo. Jumping on tables, smashing tables time. Bills win against the Cardinals. One of my favorite quarterbacks, Josh Allen. Josh Allen's so, so good. Just, he's not overrated. He has the strongest arm in the NFL. I know y'all are saying, no, Patrick Mahomes has the strongest arm. Nope, it's Josh Allen. I think he throws like 78 yards, which is absolutely insane. Like, that's just incredible. 78 yards. I think that, and I could be very wrong, but I think that's what I read, is he can throw 78 yards with the football. But Bills beat the Cardinals. And then, oh, does this beat Vikings? No, it doesn't beat Vikings Giants. But Saints versus Panthers, no. And Bryce Young, I have the Panthers upsetting the Saints. I got the Panthers. They're going 1-0 in week one. They're going 1-0, and they're probably going to win, like, 3 this year. They're going to be absolute barf again. Now, I can see if they, I bet they'll get, like, my guess is around 4 to 5 wins. They're going to be below 500, but they're not going to be, like, average, or they're not going to be the best. They're not going to be the worst team this year. So, where am I? Saints versus Panthers. Panthers win that. Then the Falcons and the Steelers of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Steelers win this one, even though they got, who do the Falcons have? Kirk Cousins, Calvin Ridley, Kyle Pitts. They fired their head coach last year. Arthur Smith, that's his name. But he was literally one of the worst coaches in the NFL I think I've ever seen. Did not know what a tight end was. He didn't know how to throw to Kyle Pitts. Didn't know that Kyle... He probably forgot Kyle Pitts was a person. The Falcons are using Kyle Pitts. They're wasting his years. He could be so talented. And he is so talented. And they're just not throwing it to him, which kind of makes me mad. Like, Kyle, go somewhere else. But just, I have Steelers winning that one. And then Ravens, Chiefs, this will be a fun one. Now, I don't think, I have the Ravens winning this one, but that's only because the Chiefs never start off in in the season good. They're always like an average team to start off the season. But then when like weeks 15, 16, 17, and then playoffs, they're absolute, they destroy their opponents. I mean, beat Dolphins, AFC wild card. Then they beat, who did they play? Did they play the Ravens after that? I think they did. They played the Ravens after that. And then, no, they played the Ravens in the AFC Championship game. Who did they play in the divisional round? Was it the Bills? They played the Bills in the divisional round. That's who they played. Okay. They played the Bills in the divisional round, and then they beat the Ravens in the AFC Championship, and then beat the 49ers in the Super Bowl. Okay. So, I have Ravens winning against the Chiefs, but Chiefs, they'll be fine. And I, for some reason, I always spell Chiefs wrong. I put C-H-E-I-F-S, which it's the I and the E are supposed to be back, or supposed to be flipped around. It's C-H-I-E-F-S, which somehow I always just forget to do that. But then Bengals versus Patriots. Are the Bengals that good? Are they? I love Joe Burrow. Love Jamar Chase. Tyler Boyd. T. Higgins. No, Joe Mixon is a Texan now. But the squad is so... Will it work? Now, I'm probably underestimating the Bengals a lot. Bengals, prove me wrong. I want y'all to. I don't see the Bengals making the playoffs. Prove me wrong, please. I would love to be proved wrong. I want the Bengals to make the playoffs. I love Joe Burrow. I want him to win the Super Bowl. But I don't think that can work. Now, I do have Bengals beating the Pats, which, please, again, prove me wrong, Joe Burrow, Bengals. Now, Dolphins versus the Jaguars. I gotta go with the Dolphins. Dolphins are just better than the Jags. Tua, no more concussions, please. You are having a really good career. But, we don't want your career to end early. Nobody likes that. So, stop with the concussions. Hashtag, don't hit Tua in the head. Hashtag, don't hit Tua. Just make him throw. Like, Tua, throw it. The last thing you need is another concussion. Another concussion, you're done. But, so, Dolphins beat the Jaguars. And then Raiders versus Chargers. Another game, which if I watched that game, I would probably cry. But I do have Chargers winning this. Justin Herbert, really good. Keenan Allen is, where is Keenan Allen now? He's a Bear, isn't he? He is a Bear. Okay. Okay, no, never mind. Chargers win against the Raiders. Titans will play the Bears in week one. I have the Bears winning that one. Who is their quarterback? Who is the Bears quarterback? I know Justin Fields left for Pittsburgh. And that, since I can't name their quarterback, how am I supposed to pick them to win? I was going to pick the... No. Titans win that one. Ryan Tannehill. Will Levis. Who do they also... No more Derrick Henry. Which is crazy. They got DeAndre Hopkins and Tony Pollard. I think they'll be better than last year. Definitely, I feel... a better squad than last year. And then finally, last, the Texans versus the Colts, which no more to say. Texans win that one. They go 1-0. CJ Stroud, so good. Stephon, gosh, what a powerhouse. Who was their running back? Where did Derrick Henry go? Did he go to the Ravens? If he did, I am scared for my life. Well, for the Eagles' life. did Derek, I think he did go to the Ravens. Okay. Where did Derrick Henry go? He went to the Ravens. I thought he did. Oh my gosh, I just got... I'm shivering. But, okay, Texans beat the Colts. They got Stephon Diggs. Who's their... Joe Mixon's their running back. And then, so that is it. The ones I had winning. Eagles are 1-0. Lions, Vikings, 49ers, Bucks, Cowboys, Seahawks, Bills, Panthers, Steelers, Ravens, Bengals, Dolphins, Chargers, Titans, Texans, all 1-0, and then the rest are 0-1. So, not too bad, but like, and then, give it up, round of applause, MLB time, Wyatt Langford, hitting 3 bombs in June. Okay, average is 250, OPS 672, 3 home runs, 7 stolen bases in his RBI. He's got 31 RBIs. Give it up for the month of June, Wyatt Langford. He did get hurt. Recently he got hurt, but he came back and was talking to my father, or my dad, 1800s. I talked to my dad, and me and him both agreed that we think he needed a mental break from baseball, just going from, because he killed it. He had the most home runs in spring training, and was in a humongous slump, and he actually, does an inside-the-park home run count as one of his home runs? Because I know he had an inside-the-park home run. I think he has... I think that does count. Okay. Okay, I think he has 2 home runs, but one being... One was a grand slam, and the other one was an inside-the-park home run. And then he had another home run. But 7 stolen bases, 31 RBIs, 672 OPS, and 250. Let's bring that average up a little bit more, and then I'm happy. And then bring Evan Carter back. Josh Smith has been insane. Let's go win a World Series again. Beat the Astros. Beat the Cheaters. I don't know. Can we catch the Mariners? What are the Mariners? What's their record? Let's look at the MLB standings. Because I think the Astros... Now, the Rangers are on a 3-game losing streak against the Brewers, which, who do they play now? I know they played the Royals. Who do the Rangers play now? I don't remember. Who do the Rangers play? The Baltimore Orioles. Oh, I think, isn't it like a 4-game series? No, 3-game, I think. I think 3-game series against the Orioles. So, alright, so, here we are. Ooh, that is bright. I am sorry for y'all's eyes. Let's turn that down a lot. Okay. So, in the AL East, the Yankees, Orioles, Red Sox, Rays, Blue Jays. I just realized something. The Tampa Bay Rays and the Toronto Blue Jays. Tampa and Toronto both start with T. Bay and Blue both start with B. And then Rays and Jays. The Tampa Bay Rays and the Toronto Blue Jays. Now, I know probably all most of y'all probably do not care about that at all. But I thought it was kind of cool. And then, Guardians, Twins, Royals, Tigers, White Sox. I'm going from 1 first in the division to the 5th, and that was the AL Central. And then, okay, the Rangers are in 3rd place. AL West, we got the Mariners in 1st, Astros, Rangers, Angels, A's, and that was AL West. NL East, Phillies, Braves, Mets, Nationals, Marlins, NL Central, Brewers, Cardinals, Pirates, Reds, Cubs. I had so much faith in the Reds. Ellie, De La Cruz. So much faith. Paul Skeens. Oh my gosh. 101 mile per hour fastball. Splinker, that's insane. sinker. Ugh, it's disgusting. Just, oof. Paul Skeens is lighting it up in the MLB for the Pittsburgh. And then Dodgers, Padres, D-backs, Giants, Rockies. So, Dodgers 51-31, and then the Yankees are 52-30. Dodgers, Yankees. Who won that series? I know the Yankees just played the Dodgers like 2 or 3 weeks ago. All right, so game one, Dodgers beat the Yankees 2-1. Game two, Dodgers beat the Yankees, and then game three, the Yankees beat the Dodgers 6-4. So, oh, what a long episode, 25 minutes. So, the Dodgers took that series in three games, 2-1. So, I think I'm going to wrap it up. Next episode will be week two predictions for the NFL. And then, talking about, comment down what team, like, say one team from each. Like, oh, by the way, College World Series between Texas A&M and Tennessee. Unfortunately, for Texas A&M, not fan, but like, they still in Texas. A&M lost to the Tennessee Volunteers. So 2-1 in that series. And then the Florida Panthers beat the Oilers. The sweep could not be done. And it'll remain by like the 1942 Toronto Maple Leafs, I think is what it said. It was the only team that came back from down 3-0. Which the Oilers were so close. And they just couldn't get it done. Coming back from 3-0 is hard to do. That's why we've never seen it being done in the NBA. Also, one more time, Shea versus Ja Morant. Who is the better point guard? Just comment down below. And then name a MLB team and NFL team, because those are the only teams like, well, MLB is the only current team, but then I'll also talk about the NFL. So just name like two teams, or one team from each, baseball and football. And I'll try and talk about them, because I know I've been talking about Eagles, Rangers, Mavericks, Stars, and like, most of y'all probably aren't from Texas, so I want to know, like, I want to talk about y'all's favorite teams too. And so just comment down below. And so I'll wrap this one up. 28 minutes. You know what? Let's make it 30. Just talking about a little bit more. So Rangers play the Orioles at Rangers versus Orioles. What time do they? I think they play at 5:35. These MLB times are insane. 5:35. It's the most random time you could have. 5:35. It is 1:31 p.m. here in Texas. Central? I think we're Central time. But, yeah, so I'll see y'all in the next episode. I don't want to wait 2 minutes. That's just boring. None of y'all are going to watch the final 2 minutes just for me talking. But, okay, round up. 30-minute episode. Our longest one yet, but like and subscribe, and I'll leave a link down to my website, sportsnoise.com, and I'll just leave a link in the description, so click on that, and I'll see y'all next time. This was fun. Week 2 NFL predictions next. I'll see y'all in the next one. Peace.